Book big. I ain't never seen a playbook that big, and you know, just learning. Like you know, you got to know your position. That's probably you know hard, but then you got to learn where your help is and everything else. That's what's the extra part that's hard about it. You know, just stay in your playbook, and you know, just ask the rest of the vets what's going on, and it all comes down to that.
Do you set goals for yourself as far as I want to play this much, or I want to do this or that your first year, or do you kind of just kind of like sit back and say, all right, whatever happens, happens?
Actually, it's kind of both. You know. Whatever happens is going to happen anyway. But, you know, you got to set higher goals for yourself in order to improve you as a player. You got to set higher goals and, you know, just go out and, you know, with a positive mind. You know, not thinking too much, you know, just going out comfortable.
And are you thinking, are you still thinking or are you starting to, you know?
I'm actually starting to get into a groove. You know, going out with, you know, I had a, because Chan, I think he's, you know, kind of, you know, nicked up a little bit or whatever. And I kind of knew I was going to have to go in and fill in for a spot. So, you know, just going in and make positive plays kind of freed my mind up a little bit. Now that I can make plays and get everything out of my mind, I kind of know the playbook.
How about kickoff returns? Obviously, that's somewhere where you can kind of make your mark. Is that something you'd like to do?
That's something I would love to do. It's actually fun going out there, you know, helping out the rest of the returners. You know, that's kind of one of the biggest things. You know, he got to go out and play receiver, you know, almost the whole game, and going out to help him out the best way I can. It's kind of one of my goals I look forward to also.
Chris, which of the veterans that you will find yourself watching all the time in the secondary?
Well, you know, Champ is the main one, but also Goody on the other side. And then I go to Renato Hill, you know, for XF2 because he knows everything. He knows the offense. He knows the motions. He knows everything. So, you know, it's kind of one of the persons I go to. But then I also go to the few younger safeties, you know, that came in. I kind of asked them what they had to go through. And, you know, based on what they did and adding on what my mind frame is set to do, kind of help out more too.
Who gave you the best piece of advice and what was it?
Champ, everything. You know, the small things to the big things, you know, as far as technique-wise, as far as what to look forward to in this formation and that formation, you know, I go to Champ for everything.
A little intimidating, those guys been in the league so long, so much experience, so much success.
Actually, it was when I first came out, you know, going in with the ones, you know, I was nervous, man. I didn't want to make no mistakes, and that was kind of the biggest part. You know, I was thinking so much, it kind of was hurting me on the smaller things, you know, as far as, you know, where my hip is and everything. So, you know, kind of getting a few days under my belt going with them, it's kind of put me in a little comfort mode. You know, I'm kind of comfortable and just, you know, staying in my playbook as much as I can and talking to Coach Ed. A
couple of picks today. That helps the confidence too, doesn't it?
It do. It's a great feeling. It takes a lot off your back. You know, you ain't got too many people pressuring you. And, you know, Coach Ed always used to come to me after every play, you know, technique. You know, today he kind of backed off and he gave me a five, you know, after making plays. So, and that kind of helped out a lot.
They're claiming pass interference on that last interception. What'd you think?
No, on who? No, I don't think that was. You know, I argue with that.